Hello, I'm Kay Gutcherney, Senior Lecturer in Academic Development.
And I'm Chris Blackmore, Senior University Teacher and Researcher in Mental Health.
And we are here today in the second episode to talk about the Are You OK research project and why we decided to study the support needs of academics who supervise international doctoral researchers. What was your route into this, Chris?
So I have a special interest in the mental health of students. And whilst the research evidence suggests that, you know, student mental health across the board is a concern, it's becoming clear that different groups experience different challenges, and PhD students are particularly at risk of developing mental health problems. And amongst this group of doctoral students, it's actually the international PGRs who are the biggest cause for concern, and we wanted to find out more about this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And these problems really stem from a number of places, really common to doctorates, things like transitioning into a new way of studying and gaining that ability to navigate unfamiliar work settings. I think there's also, you know, the unfulfilled expectations of what PhD study will be like, and then the quality of the supporting supervisory relationships and how they really prop up or facilitate the movement through that liminality, that uncertainty of not knowing how to become a researcher. And then there's issues that affect academia, such as things like reduced career prospects, increasing workload, and the resulting competitive environments.
Absolutely, those are all really important factors. And I think the international students face a set of additional challenges related to things like the cross-cultural transition that they need to make, and they need to develop a kind of sense of belonging and a feeling of fitting in. And let's not forget, international researchers are often far away from family, friends, support networks. And of course, these students have often come from a very different educational background, and they may have different expectations for help seeking and for the kind of relationships that they can expect with academic staff.
Yeah. And, you know, the supervisor is often that designated responsible person for supporting students through all of these different types of difficulties. The fact that we're really closely with doctoral researchers means that they'll naturally do a lot of that emotional and interpersonal support work, as well as the more academic support work. And supervisors, they're usually the person who spots the issue, if someone's stressed or they're not coping. And then in that moment, they've got to respond to it. And obviously that takes a mental toll on them too. So our project has focused on their perspective really in all this. How do they see it? How do they perform this work? What are the issues that they're responding to? And then how do they approach that? And it's really interesting to know who supports them to do this work as well.
Absolutely, yeah, because there's a risk to supervisors in doing this work. You know, they can become concerned, they can become stressed, anxious, particularly if they feel they're not really equipped for the demands of the role, or they're not being properly supported to perform it. So we wanted to know how to help the supervisors to support the students, rather than focusing purely on the student experience, because we think that sometimes, without meaning to, focusing on the student will locate the problem in that individual student rather than in the processes and in the relationships and networks that surround them.
Really, really important. Later in this podcast, we'll look at how we collected the data, and we'll also look at some of our research findings and recommendations.